My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think guys are trying to, I don't really know how to say it, but I think guys are trying to preserve themselves for the postseason because ultimately that's what's most important. You know, everybody wants to win the division and it's fun and that's the goal, but you know, you want to win the World Series, you want to be the winner at the very end.
All right. First of all, you got to get to the playoffs first.
Right.
Winning a division is huge. And given the injuries that they have had, winning the division and then getting 5 days off would be monumental. All right, they crapped the bed last year, and Hyde was even making excuses. Well, we lost our routine. We tried. Now, bleep that. All right, say you eke into the playoffs. You play Tuesday. An opponent to be determined. Saving themselves? Is he referring to himself? Is he speaking for Westberg, who still has a cast on his hand? I would be willing to bet my left short one that if Jordan Westberg could play tonight, he'd be in the lineup. So what are we reading between? It sounded pretty direct there that, you know, I don't know how to say it, but I'm going to say it. Maybe we're saving ourselves for the right moment. Like your wedding night, Nolan. You're going to save yourself.
Well, I mean, if that's the case, when did it start? Like a month ago? Because they haven't been hitting for about a month.
I mean, but I'm saying for him, I mean, did it start? You know what? I don't need to start 15 minutes from now. I'm going to rest up for the postseason. I'm guessing that came out wrong because it implies that there are players that could play today or soon who aren't because they want to make sure they're 100% healthy for the postseason. Am I reading this wrong?
I think at best, it's just a poor choice of words. You know, you could frame it a different way and say, hey, you know, we're not playing our best ball right now, but there's a whole month left. We got a lot of time to turn this thing around, and that's our full goal. We'd rather be hot in the final 2 weeks of September than hot right now and then lose it in late September. That's not too different than what he's saying, but it's a word choice thing, and it's a big difference there.
Well, if he said, I don't know how to say it,
right,
and then
right.
like qualified with what he said with that, okay. Now, he's throwing from flat ground. He's going to be throwing off a mound soon. We're talking about Grayson. Eflin could start Sunday because he's due to come off the IL, and, you know, there's a 2BA for the Orioles against the Rockies, but I didn't like the way that came out of his suck hole there.
No, I'm guessing Hyder will have a conversation with him, and I'll bet you there'll be some response about that today or something.
Say, what are you saying?
Right. And if I'm Hyder, I'm calling him in. Like, yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, I would, again, Westberg would play if he could today. Kerstad, you don't think he'd love to be on the roster right now? Getting ready because he can't play because he got brained by the Yankees. You know, we'll get into that when we see them in about a month. But Grayson Rodriguez coming off like, well, we're going to wait till we're 100%, not go out there and try to, you know, winning the division would be cool and nice and stuff, but we're more worried about the World Series.
Well, I don't even know if he's directly talking about injured players. I mean, what if he's just talking?
Yeah, I don't tell you. I don't take it as injured players. I take it as everybody.
I mean, what Bob's saying is obviously right with Jordan Westberg and everything. They, if they were able to play, they'd be out there, no doubt about it. Same with Grayson himself.
Okay.
But maybe to add the guys that are slumping right now that are in there every night.
So, no.
It's still not a good comment.
It makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it does not.
So I'm going to go out there and suck. I'm not going to try. Well, why are you in the lineup? If you're resting your sub, did Gunnar Henderson look like a guy that was resting when he struck out with the bases loaded last night? Yeah. He looked like a guy that was very frustrated that he had a chance to maybe give them the lead in that situation in the seventh inning, and he struck out. Now, I'm not buying that. I don't think it's the active players. Nah, maybe he's speaking for himself and trying to umbrella everybody. I don't know.
If that's the case, then, you know, qualify it and say, this is how I feel, not we.
But who else could he be referring? You think Adley's half-assing it because he's sickening himself for the playoffs?
I don't agree with him from either perspective.
Yeah,
but
I'm not buying it.
Yeah,
I don't buy it because you know what? That if that's the truth, then you're talking about guys that really don't love the game and passionate about it, and that's the total opposite of what you've seen from these guys and know about these guys.
This is their first sense of failure, and they're not White Sox bad. They're having losing months. For the first time, for this will be Gunnar's first ever, and Rutschman full 2 months of losing since they've been in the majors. Nah, I'm not buying that. If that's the assumption that we're just resting for the playoff, you can't just turn on the switch.
Nope.
So were you resting in July? You know what I mean? This has been going on since the middle of June.
I think it's a young player.
They got
player,
me running hot all of a sudden. Yeah,
fair enough. A young player. Poor choice of words, clearly misspoke, even if it's what he meant. He shouldn't have said it. Be thankful you don't play in New York, because this would be brought up to you every single day.
Oh, and headlines in the back page of the paper.
Right. And in Baltimore, it might get addressed a day later, and that'll be that.
Well, we're addressing it. You have been addressed, Grayson Rodriguez. But the Orioles lose last night, if you missed it, 6-3. The only 3 runs coming on a Colton Cowser home run.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.